All of us have been under stress this week in some way, shape, fashion, or form. And that is the subject matter in this particular chapter, dealing with stress. Amen. And go to Luke chapter number 10. Luke chapter number 10. We left you with a memory verse. And we left you with Luke chapter 10, and we left you with memory verse 42. And this particular lesson was called Victory Over Stress. So far, we've covered victory over fear and victory over temptation, and now victory over stress. Amen. How many would say, just before we get started, that stress is a bad thing? Raise your hand.
Oh, yes.
How many would say stress is a good thing? Raise your hand. How many don't know? I'm waiting to find out. Amen. All right. Well, let's go to Luke chapter 10, verse 42. Let's go ahead and quote that together, and then we'll get started in today's lesson. All right, here we go. Luke 10:42. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Luke 10:42. Father, bless now the next moments that we have together. I pray that we might see more about stress, what it is, what it does, Lord, and how we can get a handle on it as well. Pray that your hand would guide in our discussion this morning. You would open up our minds, open up our hearts a little bit more to such an area that is so prevalent in today's society. Thank you for being a great God, Lord, and an all-knowing Savior. Meet our need today when it comes to this idea of stress. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, Luke chapter number 10. Let's go over to verse 38. Let's read that together. We're going to go right down to verses 42, because the lesson is talking about victory over stress, victory over stress. And so let's go ahead and read together, starting in verse number 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Now, as you read down through those verses, I'm not going to pull any punches with you. The lesson does not stress Martha. Anybody want to take a guess as why the lesson does not stress Martha? It emphasizes Mary. But why emphasize Mary and not Martha, who is the one who's stressed out? Any? The Sarge? Amen, amen. Exactly. You don't want to look at the one that's doing the wrong. You want to look at the one that's doing the right, because she is not stressed out because she is doing the right. So now we're not going to stress Mary a whole lot today, but we will eventually get to her. We just want to kind of unveil stress a little bit more so that you and I can recognize what it is and talk about it a little bit more. It is a proven fact that all of us have a stress. So we're going to cover several things today, and hopefully we can get through this together and kind of make some sense of what's going on here. Let me read to you the overview that's in the book here. It says, every church and home needs people who are committed and dedicated workers. Martha was not a bad person. And so let's get that straight right off the bat. Martha's not a bad person. Neither is she doing anything that is bad. It says her spirit of serving and caring is worthy of praise. The problem is that the extreme Martha syndrome, as they call it, can take over our lives without us even realizing it, to the point that we become a detriment to the spirit of our family, our work, and even sometimes our church. We can get to the place where we do not have the joy and victory Jesus wants us to enjoy in life. How many can identify with that? That is true. Amen and amen. It is true. When you and I get over busy, we lose the joy and the wonder of serving Christ because we're too busy. It goes on to say something else here. The lesson theme, it says, freedom from the tyranny of stress and pressure can be ours when we learn God's pattern for living. So freedom from the tyranny of stress and pressure can be ours when we learn God's pattern for living. The lesson goals, it says, at the conclusion of the lesson, each student should be able to, one, recognize the physical and spiritual dangers of stress. Number two, see the importance of a measured pace in life. And number three, identify the need of a place at Jesus' feet. And then number four, understand the importance of God's purpose in our life's plan. Now, I will tell you this, stress can be good and stress can be bad. So it can be both. Read you the introduction that it says about this particular lesson. It kind of tickled me. It says, all of us are quite familiar with the subject of stress. It is a very real part of the fabric of our daily lives. How many of y'all had stress this morning? Ooh. Only two, three? I'm sure all of us had some stress this morning. Amen. All right. Stress is not just a modern phenomenon. It was present during the time of Christ as well. The Bible says Martha was cumbered about. That literally means to be driven mentally. The concordance definition of cumbered means to drag all around. That is to distract with care. The Thayer definition means to be overoccupied or to be too busy about a thing. From time to time, I'm sure all of us have fallen into that trap. We're too busy with a thing, or we're cumbered about, we're dragging something all around with us, even if it's just our thought process. And so it goes on to say this. Martha was skilled in taking care of her home and making her guests feel welcome. She knew how to prepare and present a fantastic meal. Yet Martha was not content with a good meal. She was driven to make everything perfect. Wives, ladies, how many times do you have company you want things to be perfect? And perfection will drive you absolutely crazy. Why? There is no such thing as perfection when it comes to us. Why? We're sinners. And so at best, it may be excellent. It may be very well. It may be very good. But when we attempt perfection, we're going to miss the beat. And perfection will drive you crazy and will add stress to your life. It goes on to say this. We also read that Martha was busy with much serving. She was what we would call today a multitasker. She always had more than one iron in the fire. There was a lot of things she was trying to bring together all at once. And she was the kind of person who planned a day unrealistically in terms of what she wished to accomplish. How many people have more things on your to-do list than you have time to do? I'm a frequent visitor of that. I'll have a long list of things that I need to do for the day. And ultimately, they never get all done. I can say maybe once or twice I got everything done on my list.
That's good.
And when you don't get everything done on your list, what do you normally do with the things that you don't get done that day? Put them on the next day. And so the life of a multitasker. The problem with Mary is that when taken to an extreme, being driven to accomplish things that can cause you to lose the blessing of fellowship with the Lord in the busyness and the stress of daily life. Without even realizing it, the extreme Martha syndrome can take over our lives to the point that we become a detriment to the spirit of our family, our work, our church, and even sometimes ourselves. We can get to the place where we have no joy and victory that Jesus wants us to have. Now, those are some introductory marks there that I wanted to share with you today, because stress can get the best of us.
Yep.
But let's define what stress is, first of all. So Let's go over here to my handy notes here that I made up for today. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to see more of stress. If you had to give a definition for stress, this is your version of stress, what would it be? If you had to give your definition of stress, what would it be? Rose? Worry. Okay. What else? Stress. What would it be? Worry is one. What would your definition be? Lottie?
Frustration.
Frustration. Okay. Stress. Worry. Frustration. What else? What, your definition. Doesn't have to be correct. Yes, Leah?
And sometimes when you're
2 months,
you get sick.
You get sick. Amen.
Amen.
You do get sick. Amen. Anybody else? Your version, your definition of stress. Takesha?
Overwhelmed.
Amen. Okay. Fred? When things aren't going your way, stress. Amen. Amen. I like that one. That's sort of mine. Yes, Jeff?
Trouble.
Trouble. Amen. Trouble can bring stress. What else? Your definition of stress? Huh?
When you don't eat?
to some of my children, that is stressful. Amen. Yeah. Ronnie? What's that? Caring too much can be one. That's right. That's right. Kylie, do you have your hand up? No? Okay. Anybody else? What your definition of stress? What would it be? Rose?
Not trusting in the Lord.
Not trusting in the Lord? Carmen? A good push to accomplish a task can be it. Amen. Okay. Any others? These are all good. These are all good. Eileen?
It's
part of your life. Amen. Part of your life. What else? Stress. What was your definition of stress? Rose?
Refusing God's plan in your life.
Amen. Now, let me give you the dictionary definition of stress. Number one, it says something that causes strong feelings of worry or anxiety. Something that causes strong feelings of worry or anxiety. Now think about it. What in your life causes you to worry? Or what in your life causes anxiousness or anxiety? Are you kind of biting the nails? That can be stress. So something that causes strong feelings of worry or anxiety. The second definition it gives is this: a state of mental tension. Now notice that, mental tension and worry caused by problems, work, or other things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
A state of mental tension, so it's in your mind, and it's worry, and it's caused by some problems, some work, or other things in your life. And all of us have that to some degree, stress.
Amen, Pastor.
And then the last definition it gives is physical force or pressure. Physical force or pressure. Now, Takesha is in here today. She's in the medical field. In the medical field, we have that which is known as a stress fracture. A stress fracture. What is a stress fracture? Katie?
Some force has been pushed on to a bone to cause it to break.
Okay. Some force has been put on a bone to cause it to break. Excellent. Amen. A stress factor. By the way, let me ask this question. In an unfallen world, or in other words, if sin had not come into the world, would there still be stress? Would there still be stress? See, I hear no. No? Why not? If we had not sinned, if Adam and Eve had not sinned, would there still be stress? I hear no. Why wouldn't there be any stress? Sir? Everything would be pleasing to God. Okay. Anybody else? Would there be stress? Yes.
There wouldn't be the outside forces that cause our stress.
Okay. It wouldn't be the outside forces of causing stress. Okay. Now think about the definition again. Something that causes strong feelings of worry or anxiety. A state of mental tension and worry caused by problems, work, or other things in your life. Physical force or pressure. So would there be stress if we had not sinned? Lilia?
Sometimes, you know, when you do things like work or whatever you do, when you're not enjoying it, it's got related to stress
Okay. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
You know, just kick it. Don't even let them, you know, bite you because, you know, that you get angry, that quitting.
Amen. Go back to Genesis with me real quick. I want to show you something here. Genesis chapter number 2. And come down here to verse number 15. And notice what it says Adam was to do in the garden. The Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Dressing it and keeping it. Anybody have any idea of what that is? Dressing it and keeping it. Maintaining it, cultivating it, taking care of it. Mm-hmm. Would you say that is stress? Is that going to be some type of pressure? Is that going to be some kind of stress? Because, again, think about the one of the definitions says physical force or pressure. Would Adam have to put forth some physical force or pressure?
Yep.
I'm seeing no and I'm seeing yes. All right, let's change the conditions. You go out to cultivate your garden. Will you have to put forth any force or pressure? Yes. So if Adam is cultivating or if he's dressing and keeping the garden, don't you think he's going to have to put forth some physical force or stress? Yes. Yes, ma'am. And that's true. The point I'm making is this. There is good stress and there's bad stress.
Yes,
Adam here is exhibiting a good stress. That's a good stress. He's supposed to dress it. He's supposed to keep it. He doesn't have the bugs biting, which is correct. He doesn't have what we would have, a sinful attitude. He is going to have what we sometimes don't have, and that's this thing called balance. So he's going to know when he should dress it, when he should keep it, when he can let off on it. So he has what we need, and that is balance. He has stress, but it's balanced stress. Why? Because stress can be good, but stress can be bad. Okay? So keep that in mind. Physical force is necessary for him to actually dress it and keep it because that's a part of cultivating it. So we know that stress can be good, and we know that stress can be bad. And so in an unfallen world, if we had not sinned, we would still have stress, but it would be good stress because we would know balance. By the way, that is the end of stress, balance, having the proper balance in my priorities. OK, now let me give you the definition of a stress fracture, because there is good stress and bad stress. Again, keeping in mind. Something that causes strong feelings of worry or anxiety, a state of mental tension, and worry caused by problems, work, or other things in our lives, or physical force or pressure. Here is what a stress fracture is. It's a crack on the surface of a bone. Now notice how it happens. Caused by repeated pressure. Say that again. A crack on the surface of a bone caused by repeated pressure. So it's not the first pressure, as Adam would have done, but it's the repeated or repetitive pressure on the bone. And it's known as this, a hairline fracture. A stress fracture is known as a hairline fracture. Why would it be nicknamed a hairline fracture?
Very thin line.
Very thin line. Is it going to cause major damage initially as a hairline fracture? No. Can I actually do some things with a hairline fracture? Yes. Is it going to be very, very painful as a hairline fracture? Probably not. But now what happens to the hairline fracture when it keeps getting pounded upon and pressure repetitively? What's going to happen to the hairline fracture? It's going to break more. How many of y'all have things that are cracked right now? Like your windshield is cracked and you drive around with it for several days, cracked. How many of y'all do that? Amen. Hoping that something doesn't hit it again and it's going to fall in on your face. That happened to me before. Rock hit it and it started as a little crack, little hairline. And as time went on, that hairline kind of grew and grew and grew and grew and grew. Started going across, then it started branching off this way, and it started branching off this way, and branching off that way. And if I didn't do something before long, what was going to happen with that crack? It's going to shatter.
It's going to shatter big time.
And if I don't have the right kind of glass, it's going to come in on me. So a stress fracture is a crack on the surface of a bone caused by repeated pressure, usually called a hairline fracture. And so initially, it's not going to be bad. Initially, when stress comes in your life, it's not bad. It's actually your friend. It's a good thing.
Yep.
But when a lot of stress comes in, it's going to be a bad thing. When you don't handle it properly. Now, let's talk about some types of stress out there before we can actually get into this and discuss it. By the way, these stresses that I'm going to give you, they're pretty general. But the causes may vary by person, temperament, experiences, makeup, etc. In other words, what stresses you may not stress me.
Right.
What stresses your neighbor may not stress you. Okay? What stresses an elder might not stress a youth. What stresses a married couple may not stress a single. What stresses a teenager may not stress an adult.
Right.
How many of y'all went through the zit phase?
Yeah.
You got the zits on your face? Now we just live with it. We look in the mirror and say, oh, well, yeah, there you go. When you're a teenager, you look in the mirror, ah, it's the end of the world. You get these bumps on your face and you go out and you get everything under the sun that's been advertised that gets away, acne. And yeah, then your face disappears. Then you feel bad. Amen. I remember when I was a teenager, there was this thing called buff pad or buff scrub or something like that. And I had the acne. And it was rough. I mean, it was hard. And, man, I had acne. My mother so said, boy, you better wash your face. Let the oil get in there and blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, I had my half fro. And so I had to put some grease in it to make it look decent. And then so I'd get all these bumps across my forehead. And I got that buff pad. And, man, it started rubbing. The thing was rubbed by it and got blood out of that stuff. And I thought, like, man, I don't think I'm supposed to use it like this. What happened? I put too much stress on my face. And then I look worse than it did when I started. And so what stresses a teenager is not going to be the same that stresses an adult. Give you several stresses here. First of all, there's physical stress. Physical stress. That's what's going to cause the hairline fracture to the body. You can put too much stress on your body. Do y'all know that?
Yes,
not getting sleep. Going too far. How many of y'all exercise?
Oh.
And when you go too far in your exercise, what normally happens to your body? Your body says, look, I'm going to stop.
I'm going to stop right there.
And your mind says, what? I'm going to continue to go. And then what does your body do? Your body stops.
Yep.
And if you don't stop, your body will drop. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it goes. Amen. And then when you do stop and try to start back up, what does your body say? It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. You may go a little bit, and then the body says no, and then you stop. And so there's physical stress. But then there is emotional stress. What normally brings on emotional stress? Emotional stress. Now, emotional stress. Think about that. Emotional stress, which would deal with your crying, your laughing. Yes, ma'am? But now what would get the best of my emotions?
Family?
You must have read my notes. First thing I got down for emotional is family problems. Family problems will give you emotional stress real quick. What else? Lonnie?
Life in general.
Life in general. Just live, amen. And you'll have an emotional. Somebody's going to get on your last nerve or your first one. Emotional stress. Then there's educational stress.
Yes, sir, there is.
What brings on educational stress? Public school? Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Public schools will do it. Amen. Grades.
Yes.
Passing.
Mm-hmm.
Failing. Money that it takes.
Yes,
studying. Time. Educational stress. Those of us that are in school, we know what that's like. Amen. Prioritizing. Then there's psychological stress. What is psychological stress? Where does that come from? Psychological stress. Lily? Your mind.
There you go.
So my psychological stress is going to come from my mind. So then what is that? What does that mean that my mind is doing to me? Body? Playing tricks on me, possibly.
Yep.
What else might it do? My mind. Leah? That could be psychological stress, could be. I got down here. Psychological stress can come from your thought life. What do you think about? Sometimes it can come from your dreams. What do you dream about?
Again, Pastor, again.
When you dream about something, you're wondering, is this going to come true? Then it can be about your past life, what happened previously before today. It could also be about your future life, what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yep.
Psychological. It is things in your mind that are either real or imagined that you really have very little control over.
Mm-hmm.
Psychological stress. And it can mess you up.
Yes, sir, it can.
But not only is there physical stress and emotional stress and educational stress and psychological stress, there's occupational stress. What is there at your occupation that could be stressful? Jeff?
Job is one.
The job is one. Amen. Sarah? Co-workers. Yes.
Customers.
No, not the customers. The customer's always right, I heard. Except when they're wrong. Lottie, what are you going to say? Customers. Occupational stress. There are also promotions. You didn't get promoted when you thought you should have.
Yes, sir.
There's also pay. You didn't get paid according to what you do.
Right.
Then there's position. You didn't get the position that you think you should have gotten. Occupational stress. Then as third, so there's relationships, whether it's customer relationships, boss relationships, coworker relationships, subordinate relationships. It can give you stress. Sometimes you can actually dread going to work, which is dreadful.
Yes, sir, it is.
Because not only do you not want to go, but when you get there, you're stressed out by who's there. So you got double stress. You didn't want to go in the first place, so you stressed out about that. But then when you got there, it was stressful like you thought it was going to be anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're looking for a way out. Quitting is out of the question, though. Then there's relational stress. Relational stress. Dealing with relationships. What causes relational stress? Dealing with relationships. Lilia?
Sometimes you're not handling properly, you know, with a you know, job or anything what you do or ministry, anything, you know, that you're not handling it properly. It causes, you know, stress because, you know, you're not taking initiative for what you do.
Amen.
Not trusting exactly, you know, what you're supposed to do. So that's what
causes stress. Okay, so not handling the relationship properly. Amen. Relational stress, it could be from hurt feelings. You hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It could be from a misunderstanding. I misunderstood you. And so now I feel this certain way. Yes, Lottie?
Lack of teamwork.
Amen. Can be relational stress. Yeah. Zach? Lack of communication could be relational stress. Ronnie?
Incompatibility.
Amen. We're too much alike, or we're nothing alike, whichever the case may be. Misunderstood. Offenses. You offended me. Or put downs. Or name calling. You put me down. You called me a name. You didn't whatever. Relational stress. It happens in marriages. It happens between children. It happens between coworkers. And God forbid, it even happens in churches sometimes. Relational stress. But then there's the one for us married folks, marital stress. What causes marital stress? Ronnie?
Lack of respect.
Lack of respect? Rose?
Not oneness.
Not one, not unified. Yes, Leah?
Not to trust the person you marry.
Perish the thought on that one, amen.
Oh, goodness.
Has it come to that, amen? Marital stress, yes. Takesha? Finances? Yes. Marital stress. Ronnie?
Boundaries?
Amen. I put down affection. I'm not getting the affection that I thought I deserved. So I have marital stress because I want it, but I'm not getting it, which would be solved by communication, I think Zach said. Yep. Then there's attraction stress. I'm actually attracted to someone else instead of my spouse. That's danger right there.
Yes, sir, it is.
Or I'm attracted to my spouse, but they're not attracted to me. Or jealousy. That's stress. I talk to my spouse and say, you're spending too much time with this person. Then they kind of push me off and brush me off and say, it's in your mind. It's psychological stress. So now I've got psychological stress with my marital stress. It could be time. I'm not getting the time with my spouse that I think I should have. And that brings stress. It could be balance. My spouse spends more time with whatever than me, whether it's a hobby, whether it's a job, whether it's the kids, whether it's the church or whatever. It could be vacations. You know, we go on vacation. It's really not a vacation. And that's stress. I got to pack. I got to do this. I got to do that. When I get back, I got to do this. And so I'm on vacation, but my mind is not on vacation at all because I'm thinking about what's going on back there when I should be on vacation.
Amen.
So marital stress. Then there's the parental stress. What stress do parents have when it comes to their children? Parental stress. Ronnie?
Teenagers.
Why teenagers? They change.
Yeah, they do.
Amen. They change. By the way, it's been miscalled the generation gap. Should there really ever be a generation gap? No. Because the child should be growing up with me and I should be growing with the child and we should be in communication. So there really should never be a gap. The gap comes when we don't communicate with them. And then they start growing in a way that we're not growing with them or understanding them. And so they have this gap that we call a generation gap, which should never be. But it does happen. Parental stress, youthful attractions. Youth are attracted to each other. Youth want to be with the in crowd. That could be stress because the in crowd could be the bad crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Youth want to have pride and rebellion against what we tell them to do. And so that brings parental stress because now I got to fight against their pride. I got to fight against their rebellion. Youth want to start dating and I don't want them to date. That's parental stress. All their other friends are dating and now, you know, I don't want them to date. It could be their school. And it now has come to this. They're attracted to the same sex. That's all parental stress. Little Johnny now is attracted to Billy. Whereas before, Johnny was attracted to Susie, and we had no problem with that. But now he comes home, I'm attracted to Billy now. And you're thinking, you start pulling your hair out. Where did I go wrong? What does Billy have that Susie doesn't have? Then he tells you, and then you wish you had never asked. Amen. Parental stress. Then there's financial stress, of course. Unexpected bills. Deaths that come, job losses that come, illnesses that come, stock market and bonds and things of that nature, financial stress that can come in on us. And then there's medical and dental stress as well. Our health starts to decline. Our health insurance starts to run out. Our health care is non-existent. We're not getting the proper rest. Our medication expenses are rising. I need dentures. I need braces, crowns, root canals, conflicting appointments, medical and dental stress. And so all of these stresses. So we've got a myriad of stresses that can come into life and overwhelm us. All of the above that I just mentioned can have good stress and they can have bad stress. I can have good stress in my physical body. By the way, does your body need exercise?
Yes. It does, Pastor. It does.
One of the reasons why Adam was to cultivate the grounds and keep it was to give him some exercise.
Right.
Now, bodily exercise does profit little, the Bible says, but it does profit. Emotional stress. Can emotional stress be good? Yes.
Yes, it can.
Yes. Because it can warn me that there's some action that I need to take. Can educational stress be good? Yes. It could warn me that I need to study more, or I need to put aside more money, or I need to do this, that, or the other. Can psychological stress be good? Yes, because it can warn me that, look, I got to stop thinking about that and start thinking on Christ. Can occupational stress be good? Yes, because I can be warned. By the way, think about this. If there were no time to be at your job, because time is normally what causes stress, how many would be on time? Nobody would show up on time. Lottie's the only conscientious person that would show up on time. Now, let's say if you did show up on time and everybody else did not show up on time. What's that going to do to your stress level? It's going to raise it.
Yes, sir, it is.
So stress can be good. I've got to have a time to be at work. Mm-hmm. Now, what causes that time to be at work to be stressful? Serge? If I procrastinate before I go to work, i.e. if I get up late, if I don't leave on time, if I don't make enough cushion of time to get to work, that's going to create what? Stress.
Yep.
Now, is that the boss's fault because he's put a time to start? It's not the boss's fault.
No, it's not.
If there is no time to be at work, nobody's going to show up on time, right, which means nothing's going to get done. And if I'm the only one that shows up, I'm going to have to do all the work.
Yes, sir.
And now I'm stressed. So these stresses are good. Time to be at work, time to be at school. Time constraint. Stress enters when we wake late or get behind or we get into traffic and things of this nature. What is the key to stress? This is the key to stress: having a proper spiritual balance of my priorities. That's it, in a nutshell. If I've got the proper spiritual balance of my daily priorities, moment by moment, that's going to minimize my stress. Let's look at something here real quick here. Go over to Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. And in verse number 38, we see the account of Jesus coming to be with Mary and Martha. It says, now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Now, right off the bat, the word received means to admit under one's roof, to entertain with hospitality. If Martha's receiving Jesus into her house, what type of stress is that going to cause? What type of stress? If you're having someone in your house, what type of stress is that going to cause? And we talked about emotional stress, physical stress, psychological stress, relational stress, marital stress, parental stress, financial stress. What type of stress is this going to cause right off the bat for Martha? Physical. She's got to exert some energy. What else is it going to cause? Emotional. Why? I want to make sure things are in order. Why? The King of Kings is coming. If Jesus was coming to your house today, what would it cause? Major stress. If Jesus was coming to your house, it's going to cause some stress. You want things to be in order because Jesus is coming.
Yes,
you don't want to come to dirty dishes, a dirty house. He already knows because he's omniscient, but you just don't want him to come that way. You want to clean it up a little bit. So it's going to cause you physical stress, number one. It's going to cause you emotional stress, number two. What else might it cause? You want to be personal, it's going to cause psychological stress. What does Jesus think about what he's given me? What did I do with what he's given me? What is he thinking? So it's going to cause psychological stress. What else? What other kind of stress might it cause? Jesus, she's coming. She's going to receive me in her house. Emotional, physical. What else? Psychological stress. Mental stress, I'm sure. Let's go on a little bit. Martha received him in her house. Excuse me. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving. What kind of stress is that? Cumbered about. Physical stress. What other kind of stress might it be? Psychological. Is this really enough? What other kind of stress might that be? Cumbered about much serving. Physical. Psychological. Emotional. Okay. Going a little bit more. And it came to him. And said, Lord, dost thou not care? What kind of stress might that be? Relational stress? Lord, you don't care? What other stress? Lilia?
I think because Martha did not trust enough for the word about that Jesus already knew that she prepared.
Right. Now, but what kind of stress could that cause? Says she asks, Do you not care? Relational stress, we know. What else? Emotional stress? Emotional stress. Lord, you don't care about me. What other? Psychological stress. Lord, you don't care. So she's thinking, if you cared, you'd tell her to do something. So she's got all these stresses going on already. Lord, dost thou now care that my sister hath left me here to serve alone? What kind of stress is that? Emotional stress, psychological stress. I'm alone, physical stress. I got to do it all myself while she's sitting down. Now, by the way, we all go through this. Yes, somebody's coming to your house. You go through this.
Yes, sir.
Hey, little Johnny, help me with this. Little Susie, help me with this. Hey, help me with this. Somebody help me. You don't care that so-and-so is coming over. We start stressing. You don't care. They're going to see the house like this. You don't care the dishes are. And, no, I really don't care. Yeah, but I do. And then you get stressed out. Emotional stress, psychological stress. So all these things are going on. She says, bid her, therefore, that she help me. What is that? Relational stress, psychological stress. A lot of different stresses going on here. And we're going to have to pick up with this next week. But put yourself in this frame of mind. The stresses that happen in your life and my life oftentimes happen because you and I fail to get spiritually prioritized and balanced in our life. And we put more on our plate than should be on our plate. And so we expect somebody else to help us with our plate. And they didn't pile the plate up. We did with our expectations. Mm-hmm. And we tend to say, well, I've got all this. And so you've got to help me now. No, my priorities spiritually should be the priorities that God has given me. And God is never going to give me more than he can bear through me. What brings stress is when we put more into our lives and our place that God intended for us to have, and then we stress. And then we ask God to get somebody else to help us. And we're going to pick up with this next week. I'll give you a memory verse here. Let's meditate on Mark 10, 41, where Jesus said, Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. And this week, as you think about that verse, I want you to think about, what are you careful and troubled about? What are you anxious about? What worries you? And then ask yourself this, are they necessary? Are they needed? Do I really need this stress in my life? Is this a spiritual priority that God wants me to manage and balance? Or is this just added weight that I put in? Because you're going to find out oftentimes our spiritual priorities and our spiritual balance is out of whack because we have more than what God intended for us to do. Mm-hmm. He's going to end up telling Martha, one thing is needful. You don't need all that. You don't need all that. And we've got to really look at our lives and check our lives and say, what don't I need? Mm-hmm. You say, well, I don't need stress. You do need stress. You need some stress because good stress is going to keep you on track. You need a time limit. You need constraints. You need boundaries. You need communication. You need those things. And so good stress I need. It's the extra stress that I don't need. So Luke 10:41, I want us to meditate on that this week. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. This week was verse 42, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which should not be taken away from you. Say your verses to Rose when you get those next week, amen, and that'll be a blessing. So stress, victory over stress. Today we're just looking at defining what stress is. All of us have stress. Just make sure that your hairline fracture stress does not get compounded upon or you will break. You will break. You need to heal that area that is strained with a hairline fracture and do what the doctor intended. Take it to Jesus and say, Lord, what do I need to do? And he'll say, balance your spiritual priorities. Make sure first things are first, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Father, help us now today. As we balance this idea of stress, God, help us to understand there's a good stress, but then there's a bad stress. Lord, so many stresses there. We just named a few: financial, emotional, educational, psychological, occupational, relational, marital, and parental, and financial, and medical, and dental, but there's so many others. Mental stress is there. I pray that you would help us to examine Martha's life, see the stresses that she went through, and observe what our spiritual priorities should be, and help give us balance according to what the Bible says. Bless now the refreshments next door and our next hour as well, Lord, that you would get all praise, honor, and glory. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.